If you want to understand a dog's age in human years, all you have to do is multiply by 7, right? Well, it turns out that formula falls apart when you factor in that small dogs and big dogs have radically different lifespans. So, researchers with the University of California, San Diego, decided to search for a more accurate measurement. Geneticist Tina Wang joins us now live on the KCBS Ring Central News line with more about these findings. Well, tell us, how do you know the difference between a small dog's lifespan and a large dog's lifespan?
Well, we know from studies of these animals that dogs such as Chihuahuas live for as long as 16 or even at most 20-something years, and Great Danes live for something like 9 years. So it's been well appreciated that dogs of different sizes show different lengths of their lifespan.
Do we know why that is?
We don't really know exactly why that is yet. It's just very common to see. Even in mice, when you make a mutation to make really small mice, so dwarf mice, they tend to live longer as well. But we don't really understand what is causing this. So there are some mutations in IGF-1 which give rise to dwarf mouse, and those also give rise to small dogs. So that's possibly a reason why, but how that exactly works out, I think, is still a matter of research.
Now, I know that some dogs, the larger dogs in particular, are prone to certain kinds of illnesses, or they have problems with their hips, or they have bladder problems or kidney problems, that kind of thing. Obviously, I'm not an expert like you are, but does that play a role in this at all?
I'm sure it does play a role, but I'm not sure exactly how. I'm still mostly a geneticist, so I'm not a vet.
Well, what do you think are some of the most important things that people should know from this research?
Well, I really think that it's important to realize that what we've done when we made our dog to human age alignment is that we identified a molecular signature. Basically, what that allows us to do is we can actually use this signature to identify the most similar age humans to each age dog. So if there's like a one-year-old dog, well, you would look across to humans and see that the nearest signature that looks similar is that of a 30-year-old human. So we can just keep doing this continuously for each dog and each human. So that's really what we identified, was a way to use this to estimate dog years to human years. I don't know if it's more accurate, but it is something that is very fascinating because this has never been demonstrated before.
I'd say it's fascinating. So you may be able to transfer that information genetically, or at least use that to take a look at human years. So different body types, different, I mean, what might the parameters be?
Yeah, that would be something really interesting to explore. So our study was mostly done in Labrador retrievers. And basically, it would be really interesting to see how these small dogs and large dogs would map to the human, and also how it would compare even between small dogs and large dogs. Because right now, studies of aging kind of require that dogs either be profiled very heavily, so they would have to have lots of physiological measures. So this really does help simplify measuring something related to aging.
Thank you. Tina Wang is a geneticist talking about a dog's life.